Welcome to Division II High School Hockey MIAA Playoffs from Salem State. This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and along with Bill Newell. Gloucester Times' Mike Springer and Nick Cooker up here in the booth as well. And we've got Gloucester facing North Andover. North Andover finishing with a record of 12-8. Gloucester at 12-5. A couple of ties sprinkled in there. We'll get to that in just a minute. Tonight's game brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Moore GMC of Danvers, serving the North Shore since 1969. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your estate planning and tax preparation needs. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. The Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn, offering auto, home, condo, renters, and business insurance. The Porthole Restaurant. The Porthole provides a great dining value, combining quality with quantity. The Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. And the Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com, the daily item serving the North Shore since 1877. All right, we've got both coaches lined up, as it is North Andover from the Merrimack Valley Conference. They were 5-5 in the league. Gloucester winning the south of the Northeastern Conference at 7-1. And North Andover, as we said, coming in at 5-5, playing in that MVC, playing, I think we had three common opponents. Is that right, Nick? And North Andover beat them all. Gloucester beat one? None, all ties. A couple of ties there? Two losses, one tie. All right. Should have put the headset on. So we'll have both coaches we get ready for tonight's game. The fifth-year North Andover coach, Peter Marfione, will be on with us, and we'll also talk with Gloucester hockey coach Sean Lyons. And Gloucester coming in with a whole bunch of wins. Just taking a look at the lineup tonight. This is the only game we're covering. We're going to have a lot of games that we'll be doing this week. We'll talk with Bill Newell more about that later on. And the winner of tonight's game, Gloucester is the number 6 seed. North Andover is the number 11 seed. We'll play the winner of the Tewksbury Revere. Nick, why does it say Revere / Malden? It is a co-op. I didn't know that. All right, so Tewksbury will play the winner of the... I'm sorry, Gloucester Andover winner will play the winner of Tewksbury Revere. And, of course, that's North Andover. That game will be on the 4th, so 3 days, 4 days from now, actually, as this is leap year day. All right, so we'll get it squared away. We'll come back and check out both coaches as we get ready for tonight's game. Decent crowd at the moment, 7:30 start. Ice surface has been ready for quite a while after Marblehead finished their practice. And we are just about, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes away from game time. So we'll take our first break, come back with North Andover coach Peter Marfione. This is MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite, eat, drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
All right, before tonight's game, we're talking with North Andover hockey coach Peter Marfioni. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on getting the tournament. Tough league you guys are in.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. Yeah, we have a pretty good league, so we're excited to be here.
Absolutely. Is Tewksbury bad in anything?
I don't think so. Certainly not hockey.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe a highlight or two, a signature game for you guys where you figured that, we got a good thing going here.
Probably the PBD game. We went down 2-0, within the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that. Mm-hmm. And we scored the next four goals and won 4-2.
They got some big boys.
No, they're a very good team. I think we got away. They had a couple of crossbars that game, but a win's a win, and turn the momentum around.
How about in the league? What was obviously Tewksbury's tough, but what were some of the more difficult games that you guys earned your spurs in?
Tewksbury beat us twice. We played better against them the second time. Boston Latin beat us twice. We didn't play great down there, mm-hmm. but we split with Lincoln Sudbury this year, which was big for us. We beat them on our senior night, 2-1. Just a good all-around win, good team win.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so tell us a little bit about your team, your guys up front.
They just work hard. There's no superstars. You'll see, we got three lines that will go, a couple of guys that will fill in. Our first line, Nolan Hines, Matt Bosco, Dana Rodriguez, they're all capable of putting the puck in the net. And, they played well this year. They just stepped up. No big egos, attitude, nothing like that. Just a good group of kids that work hard.
Any particular style that you guys play that you identify as, your coaching style with your team?
Not really. We kind of see what the game dictates. Some games, some games we'll sit back. We have a little lead. We'll sit back in a trap. Mm-hmm. We like to go at them and force the other team to make the plays.
What about self-discipline?
So far, so good. We took a lot of penalties early on in the season, and as the season went along, we stayed out of the box, and we've been really good with that aspect. We're pretty good staying in our systems, things like that.
Okay. Well, we have a lot of North Shore listeners tonight, KPN League, Northeastern Conference. Yeah. So what do you want to tell us about your team?
Hopefully you'll see our best tonight. When we're skating, we're a tough team to play with. We have some good wins against teams in those leagues, PBD, Danvis, right. North Reading. So those are a couple of big wins for us, and hopefully we can get another one tonight. We know this team's tough. They won their league. They're in a good league themselves.
Did you get a chance to see any Gloucester film at all?
Yeah, well, I watched them twice live, so we've seen them play twice. Yeah.
Okay,
we played them in Linfield. Well, we were actually scouting North Reading the first time.
Oh, okay.
Because they played up at Merrimack, and then we saw them against – then when it got closer, we saw them against Linfield.
Well, I know you're getting ready for this game, and you're focused on this one, but there's a pretty good team out practicing on the ice right now in Marblehead, and pretty good team.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we've seen them, too. We scrimmaged them early on. They're big. They're tough. They're physical. They always are. They're on the other side. We're not worried about them.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Coach, best of luck to you, and thank you.
Thanks a lot.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, before tonight's game, we're with Gloucester coach Sean Lyons. And, Coach, season whizzing by and 20 games out of the way, and here we are at the tourney.
It's the build-up to the season, and all of a sudden it's Christmas time, and bang, here we are at the playoffs. It certainly flies by. I can't believe we're here right now.
In some ways, it sort of feels like one long day, doesn't it?
It sure does. It does. And it's in a good way. It's we battled hard. We work hard every day. One day a week off, and it builds up pretty quick, and it gets into here we are February, March and playoffs. So I think we're ready.
Linfield game. Oh my God! I thought I was watching Peabody all over again.
Yeah, they were very similar. You watch the film, the back and forth with momentum, the game result was in a tie, with us kind of fading there at the end. Hopefully, we've been talking to the boys about playing the full 45 minutes, and hopefully we can start doing that from here on out.
Somerville game, did you get everybody involved in that one?
Yes, we did. We didn't come out on fire like I was hoping to, but all the kids played. We started up backup goalie, Third, fourth line played plenty. So rested some guys and got some guys some extra time, and hopefully everyone's ready for tonight.
I know Gloucester fans have got to be happy that the game is at Salem State.
Yeah, you know, last year we were at in Stoneham. You know, we've been to Chelmsford and, you know, years past, and, you know, bouncing around. And actually, this is the only game tonight, so that we could be at Salem State. Otherwise, we'd be traveling a lot further.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Coach, what's on the line for you guys? In other words, what are you looking to do against North Andover, where you don't know these guys that come from the Merrimack Valley? So what do you do? Do you just try to play your hockey?
Yeah, we try to dictate the game by, our game, not you know, waiting for them to develop and see what they do. I want to jump on the game fast. I want to use our speed. I want to get the puck in deep. And I want our guys to get on their defensemen fast and try to control the game with speed and high-tempo pressure.
Got to talk about the speed of your team. It looks like your team has gotten quicker as the season's gone on.
Yeah, you know, they're quick, and it does. Every day they seem a little quicker. We try to do some constant skating drills. They're in shape, and they can motor. Those boys can motor.
Alex Inspector, got to talk about him one more time. I think it was Nick Cooker who was mentioning the fact that when he gets the puck in his own zone, he can make a decision, do I bring it out, do I pass it out, and he does it almost 100% effectively.
Yeah, he does well, you know, and that's, you know, we moved him his freshman, sophomore year, he played forward. We moved him back to utilize his speed, so he gets the puck in our zone. He has more time to develop what he wants to do, and you know, our guys to come in, and his speed is just off the charts. He did lose a speed contest. So I don't know how he did, but he's lights out. We hopefully get him some free space and let him rip.
Constant improvement too with your goaltending.
It has been. You know, at the beginning of the year it was a little bit up and down, and you know, he's been really good lately. He just makes every save he's supposed to make, makes a couple extra ones, and the soft ones don't go in, keeps the team's momentum, and Noah's really done a great job.
I don't want to embarrass anybody, but again, the Linfield game, they had a couple of big boys reminding me of the Peabody size. They go to pluck Liam Lyons, they go to smack him, and Liam just flicks him off, and he's not a big guy.
No, he's not. You know, I don't know if you call it impressive or shocking or what it is, you know, for 145 pounds.
You gotta have a low center of gravity.
I think his bum's tied right to the ice. It's, you know, he stays low, and then, you know, when the guys get closer to him and he really kind of bursts into them, kind of surprises some of those guys. They think they're going to get on him, and he really is ends up being the attacker, whether he has the puck or he doesn't have the puck. He's very, very strong on his feet.
Well, Coach, it all starts tonight, so good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Gloucester hockey coach Sean Lyons.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Steve, come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
All right, we're back and ready to go as the national anthem has been played. You've heard from both coaches, Peter Marfione of North Andover, and, of course, Sean Lyons at Gloucester High School, and both teams have finished their warm-ups. The lights are back on at Salem State, and Bill Newell is with us. Hi, Bill.
All right. Look what was dragged in the dark here, right? Speaking of the lights are on here, we're getting ready for the game tonight. We're following the Masconomet boys basketball game tonight as well. They had a lead at the end of the first quarter, but now a big blast by Chelsea in the second quarter puts them up in front 24-18 over Masconomet with 2 minutes left in the first half. So Chelsea leading Masconomet in boys basketball tonight. A lot of the games starting up tomorrow night, including our broadcast tomorrow, which will have Wakefield at Beverly.
We'll mention that as time goes on. And we'll mention the goals... Four goals against two, but we're ready for hockey right now as the Scarlet Knights will be defending down to our right with Eric Hall in goal, and Gloucester to our left with Noah Poliski in goal, and the Scarlet Knights win the faceoff. Big booming check at center ice already by Alex Enos on Matthew Bosco, but it is in the Gloucester zone. Bosco putting some pressure on right wing side. Fisherman clear it, goes off into the bench area. We can tell you that North Andover, coming in with a record of 12-8-2 overall, has scored 60 goals, allowed 57. And Gloucester, meanwhile, with an overall record of 12-5-3, they've scored 80 goals and allowed 47. Face off to the left to Poliski. Cleared away by the fisherman as Liam Lyons bursts it out of the zone, tries to squeeze it by the defense, can't do it. Chipped away by Brett Kachansky, senior defenseman, on that left side for the Scarlet Knights. They're in their dark, dark Scarlet uniforms with the white numerals. Gloucester white jerseys and the red pants, red numerals, of course. Mahoney can't catch up with it at the North Andover line, and Matt Bosco will clear it in, but clear right back out. No, I'm sorry. Goes into the Gloucester end. Alex Enos has it as North Andover changes up. Fishermen get it out of the zone, and it goes back in, delayed offside. So Alex Enos has it, looking for a right wing feed, and gets it over to Robbie Horn. Horn with a two-on-one, and he shoots from a bad angle. Blocked by the defense. Brian Rivette with the block. Nick Oliveri has it for North Andover. Intercepted by Enos. One-on-five. Enos just fires it off the end boards. Goes around left wing side. Chalmers in deep. Mahoney covering up. Look out. Breakout for North Andover. Here we go. Down the side. Oliveri. Check from behind. Shot. Save. By Poliski, goes into the corner. Matt Lucy on it, fires it right in on Poliski from the sideboards. Picked up on the left wing side, shot wide by Brett Kachansky. All North Andover at the moment. Gloucester still with its first line on the ice. They need a change. Mahoney with it at the North Andover line. Feeds it to Lyon. Shot! Oh, shoulder saved by Eric Hall. Really quick shot by Lyons back at the left point, teed up. It's blocked. And North Andover brings it out. Non-stop action. 2 minutes played. No score. And we've got icing on North Andover to get our first break.
Well, initially Gloucester stepping up into some passing lanes, making some interceptions, gambling a little bit. Then they paid for it with that breakaway back down at their end. But so far, a relatively even game. Lyons with that nice wrist shot just a moment ago up high. Goaltender making a save.
He's a sniper. I believe he had 21, 22 goals this season. From the point, shot by Gloucester's John Mondello is deflected, goes into the corner, and North Andover brings it out. Tyler Bonapane out with it. Gets it over to Zach Martino, slides it in on goal, covered up by Poliski. We played 2 minutes and 12 seconds, no score, face-off in the Gloucester zone. And this faceoff is won by Foster Sal Costanzo. Centering pass from that left sideboards by who is number 10? Zach Keating for North Andover. And Scarlet Knights have it. Bonapane behind the net. Get some help from Martino. Costanzo trying to fight for it for Gloucester. No dice. Bonapane still has it. He's got it. Comes out to the goal line. Goes back out to the left point. Slap shot. Goes just wide. That was teed up. And now another shot in on Poliski, and he makes the save. My goodness gracious.
Yeah, Rick, Alex Keating at the left point for North Andover with a live shot from there. He just teed up a slap shot, and that had some jump to it.
Yeah, he fired it. Keating at the left point, face off to the left to Poliski. This is won by Scarlet Knights, and Keating is a captain. Backhands it or check it. Kachansky, the captain, backhands it in deep, gets it back, and he puts a wrister through that's blocked, it looks like, by Chalmers right in front of the net. Chalmers goes into the corner. Two Knights over there with him, including Nolan Hines, a junior. And it's Chalmers who gets it out to center. Eddie Mahoney tries the pizza pass, can't collect it. Oh, he does, behind the goal line. Looking to make a play, still with it, bothered by two Scarlet Knights. Taken away easily by Brett Kachansky. Sends it all the way back around the other side. Over to Dana Rodriguez, the leading scorer for North Andover. Back to the left point. Chalmers, wrist shot up high, and it's gloved. That thing would have had a chance, but it was held onto by Eric Hall. No rebound.
Rick, Eric Hall, the North Andover goaltender, is not tall. His shoulder is like several inches right above the crossbar, the top of his shoulder. So as far as a high school goaltender, he's a little on the diminutive side.
Yes, indeed. All right, Gloucester wins this faceoff, comes back to the left point, shot goes wide. And a possible breakout for Andover, chipped away by Alex Enos, but it's fed over in the left wing side. And check into the boards, trying to see who that was on the left wing side. Carrying it was Zach Keating. I don't know why I didn't write him down on here, but Keating loses it. Gloucester brings it out, Robbie Horn with it. At center ice, bad pass, collects it anyway, picks it up, and he flips it into the zone. But it's taken down by Casey Hughes, junior defenseman. He wheels around the cage, and he headmans the puck up ahead to Keating. Intercepted by Gloucester in the zone. Alex Enos, circle left, goes over, gets it back for Gloucester. Still in the fisherman's zone. Picks an opening, gets it to the Gloucester line. But it's stolen at the line by Matt Lucy. Tyler Bonapane has it. Over to Martino. Shot, save, rebound, save. Oh, man. Martino got his own rebound, backhanded it right back in on Poliski. I'm not keeping shots tonight, but it's a pretty good advantage for North Andover.
Yeah. You know, they're beginning to pump it on a little bit here. As we mentioned earlier, the first 60 seconds, Gloucester was controlling things. Now it's evened out a little bit here.
Back to the point in the Gloucester zone. Brian Rivette sends it into the corner. Empty corner. Puck is goal line extended, and it's knocked away by the Gloucester defense. John Mondello gets it out. And he fires it up ahead to Lucas Harris. Harris sends it around the cage, and it's intercepted by North Andover. They bring it right back out, 2-on-2. Pass too far ahead for Oliveri, can't catch up. Scarlet Knights will change up, but down in the zone is Matt Lucy. He loses it. Mahoney is checked just enough at center ice to get him off his feed. Matt Bosco with the check, cleared into the Gloucester zone. Chalmers, left wing side up ahead to Noyes, but he loses it. Noyes fighting to get it back. He trips up an Andover, North Andover player. No call. And Noyes is able to fire it off the boards, back out to the point, and it's sent right back down deep by the Scarlet Knights. North Andover doing a great job forechecking. They get it again, centering pass shot. Oh, man, a great feed to, is that 19? Yeah, a great feed to Dana Rodriguez, the leading scorer. Hines set him up, and it was a better save by Poliski.
Yeah, it was coming right in, right at the base of that left circle. Just got the puck in kind of tight, maybe 5 feet away from the goaltender. Gave it a quick wrist action, and this goal save was made.
9:33 left to go, first period, no score. North Andover with a decided zone advantage. Gloucester brings it out. There's a shot on goal from the left wing. Saved by Eric Hall, and it was Jared Morris bringing it out of the zone. He's fighting for it at center ice, along with Chris Noyes. But it goes into the Gloucester end. Chalmers off the board softly, gets it to Robbie Horn. Uh-oh, blind pass, bad pass, stolen at center ice by North Andover. Zach Keating sends it around deep, goes to Zach Martino, and it is Chalmers who takes it away, sends it around looking for some help. Foster penned in. Noyes still behind the goal line, over to Chalmers in his right wing side, puts a move on and gets it out to center as North Andover changes quickly. Chalmers stick handling at the Scarlet Knights line, can't get through a picket fence, and it comes back out to center ice. North Andover will get it to center once again. Booming check at center by Chalmers on Oliveri, and it's stolen by Mahoney. Mahoney weaving through, heading toward the net, centering pass, doesn't get through. Oliveri skates it aside. Lions down deep. He's jousting with Brian Rivette. They're pounding on each other. Mahoney backhands it back deep into the zone as Gloucester changes it up. Liam Lyons can't catch up with it. Goes all the way around the boards, out to the Gloucester line and into the Gloucester zone. No icing as Enos might have had a chance for it. Alex Enos has it behind the cage as once again North Andover changing on the fly quickly. This period moving right along, almost halfway through the first period, no score. North Andover long range from center ice, sticked aside this time by Poliski. Centering pass, nobody home, and turnaround shot by Nolan Hines is blocked, and Sal Costanzo with it, puts a burst on, shoots, goes wide, comes all the way around, out to the point, cleared out by the Scarlet Knights. Stick a little too far, but it is collected by Rodriguez. He shoots, and there's another save on the other end. Up and down we go. Both goalies doing the job at the moment. Buster's Sam Poliski sticks it over to the sideboards, but it's kept in at that right point by Nolan Hines. Goes into a left-wing corner. Boy, Scarlet Knights are just changing every 10 or 15 seconds, it looks like, wave after wave. They change up again. Gloucester penned in once again. That allows Tyler Bonapane to come up with it. Backhanded pass, centering pass. Doesn't get through. Gloucester, a good job getting it away. Zach Keating can't catch up with it. Costanzo, oh, he's hit from behind. Clobbered, goes down. Good check by Bonapane. Yeah, but it's taken by the Fisherman. Centering pass, shot, and a save as Enos closed from the circle left. And a terrific save by goaltender Eric Hall. He's only, he is a senior.
Strange shift right there for Gloucester, Rick, because they bring it in on the right wing, like a one-on-two. They're on the middle of a line change, but then on that same shift, they come back out and put a good tester on the goaltender, probably one of the better shots they put on him here in the first period.
Yeah, well, he was worried about a guy in the slot. Enos decided to shoot it, and good save by Hall, paying attention. Face-off won by the Fisherman. They're just able to keep it in, but it's cleared to the sideboards by Bonapane. He's checked at the line. Martino goes down. Another check at center ice behind the play, taken away by Keating. Alexander Keating, he's a sophomore, into the Gloucester end. Alex Enos, long left wing feed too far. It's going to ricochet in on goal, so it won't be icing. Brian Rivette with it, loses it, centering, passed, oh, it goes wide as Costanzo was trying to set up, who was that over there? That was Lucas Harris, couldn't quite get it. Gloucester keeping it in the zone, we're down to 5:49 already, no score. Non-stop action, back and forth we go. Gloucester trying to get it out, Ethan Brennan gets it to center, delayed offside. Poliski just sends it down ice, and it's taken one of the more quiet moments in this game by the Scarlet Knights. And I don't know who number two is. Coach didn't give me the name. Let's see. It is at center ice, and I think we have an offside, one off the skate of Stephen Canale.
We got a penalty coming up here, Rick, and it's going to be against North Andover.
Well, that's the first mark on our score sheet. Of course, it's the number two.
Yeah,
we don't have.
Yeah, number two, we don't have, right.
Well, Coach gave me all the names, but he didn't give me that one. So it is on number two. Maybe we can pick it up with the announcement. This penalty coming at 9:39 of the first period. Play on. Gloucester with a man advantage. Enos at center point. Over to the left point. Chalmers back to the center point. Nobody moving. Kind of a slow move. I can't get the name. Enos still has it. Again, nobody moving. Enos tries to deflect it. A long shot in. Trying to cover up at the right point. He does. And it goes down to Costanzo heading toward the net. Down low, centering pass, shot. Oh, it's shot wide by Mahoney. Right in the slot, terrific feed by Costanzo. Mahoney still fighting for the puck. He's got it behind the cage. 49 seconds left in the man advantage. Right wing side, Costanzo. Drops it to Enos. Dangerous play. Enos catches up with it. Costanzo fighting for it. And the Knights can't come up with it. Costanzo doing a good job forechecking, but now it's cleared out by North Andover. Keating is able to slap it off the boards all the way down to the Gloucester end. 27 seconds left in the man advantage for Gloucester. 4 minutes left to go. A little more than 4 minutes left to go in the first period. Good heavens. So Gloucester brings it up ice, trying to form the attack. Weaving at center is Chalmers, bumped at the line. Squeezes it over to Enos, trying to make a play. Stick handling, centering pass. Oh, it shot up over the cage. And there's another centering pass. Lyons and Mahoney working their magic. It goes over the net twice. And finally, the rebound pops out in front, covered up by Hall.
Rick, I think the goaltender made saves on both of those, deflecting them back up over the crossbar. Those were two good scoring opportunities. Their best two scoring opportunities. What Gloucester's been able to do a few times here in this first period is lead the puck, like, out in front. But they haven't been able to get that get the puck, sweep it up, and put that great shot on. Those were two good, very good shots or scoring opportunities.
And good saves by Hollis. We checked the replay. You're right, Bill. All right, across the line comes Noyes. Can't make a play.
Oh, here we go.
And there's a centering pass. Shot goes wide. Oh, man, Robbie Horn with it. Gets it in the right wing corner. Penalty is over. Both teams set full strength and finally taken away by the Scarlet Knights. And they're blasting out of the zone. Flying out of the zone is Zach Keating across the line. Got a winger with him. He's knocked down. No penalty. And Gloucester clears it as players are in the crease, cleared back in by the Scarlet Knights. They have to get out of the zone and tag up. They do. Robbie Horn, soft pass, left wing side. Gets it over to Poliski. Sam Poliski, right wing feed, John Mondello. Intercepted at the line by the Scarlet Knights. Zach Martino. Yeah, we'll have a penalty on Gloucester now. And we got a tripping call on Gloucester.
Is that a 12:01 the time of that penalty? You know, this North Andover team looks like they have a tiny bit more size than Gloucester, and they look like that they're strong skaters. They have some strength out there. But Gloucester showed a lot of patience on that power play and ended up getting some decent shots on net on Hall.
Well, I thought I saw... Oh, okay, number 20 goes into the penalty box. That's Poliski. So Sam Poliski is called for a tripping. It's Sam Poliski giving the Scarlet Knights the man advantage at this point. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we saw Linfield and... Peabody, Bill, and in the Linfield game in particular, Gloucester played really well shorthanded. And they're going to have to right now. 2:53 left to go in the period. Poliski in the penalty box. Play is in the right wing circle. Puck caroms around, comes out to center ice. Cleared out by Mahoney. Alex Enos, first man down. He's penalty killing and forechecking. But North Andover turns it right back around. Hines out of the zone. Left wing pass to Bosco on the power play. Centering pass. Oh, man. Rodriguez can't quite catch up with it. He would have been in alone. He does center it, though. Loose puck in front. Comes out to the left wing corner. And Gloucester clears it. They've got a 2-on-1. Maybe a 3-on-1. Costanzo with it. Soft wing pass. Shot. Oh, what a save by Hall. Lyons couldn't put it home. A 2-on-1 bid. Short-handed, still in the power play. Zach Martino the other way. Here he comes down the slot. He shoots and scores! Martino, power play goal for North Andover. The lead, 1-0. 12:56, the time of the goal.
Well, that's what you have to watch out for. Coming right back. What a strong skating effort by Martino. Up ice. Snapped off that wrist shot. Got it up high. Kind of off the right shoulder of the goaltender, Poliski of Gloucester. And that shorthanded bid, which looked like a 3-on-1 for a moment, then a 2-on-1. Great scoring opportunity for the Fishermen, and a shorthanded bid ends up being a goal here for North Andover.
See if we can get assists. Sometimes we can hear it in here, and sometimes we can't. Right now it's 1-0, North Andover leading. And I'll tell you what, it's that goaltender down there on the right, the little guy, Eric Hall, who has completely stymied Gloucester to this point. Gloucester with some terrific... All right, one assist on the goal.
Matt Bosco?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Bosco gets the assist. Play has resumed. And once again, Scarlet Knights will bring it out. There's number two. Again, nobody told us who he was. He centers it, and, oh, nice back-checking by Gloucester's Derek Hopkins. Gloucester has to change up. Enos leaves it at the line. Now he's going to pick it up, bring it in himself, offside. 1 minute, 19 seconds left to go. Power play goal by North Andover, and the Scarlet Knights lead 1-0.
Well, he had an angle where it was kind of tough to check back over off his left shoulder to see if everyone was onside. At that moment, you want him to burst in at this point in the game, and his winger just could not get back onside.
We got a lot of games coming up this week and in the tournament from all over the place. This is our first one. First hockey game. We'll have basketball, too. Lions, a long shot from between the circles, and it's a blocker save by Hall. Man, that thing was headed toward the net rather quickly. Minute left to go in the first period. Rodriguez is knocked down as he tried to carry it out, and that means that Keating has to go back and get it for the Scarlet Knights. Gets it to Bosco at center, but Liam Lyons gets it to Costanzo. He loses it on the dribble and is picked up by Bosco. Here we go, down the slot. Two guys there, back to the point, shot, block. Oh, man, didn't quite get through. Blast by Kochanski. And Gloucester clears it to center. Down to 27 seconds left to go in the period. Keating gets it up ahead to the line. Dana Rodriguez with it again. He's the leading scorer for North Andover. Long shot from the point by Keating goes wide. Back on the other side, blast from center ice by Kochanski into the left wing corner. Down to 10 seconds, 1-0. North Andover. Gloucester, carefully. Uh-oh. Lost out in front. Oh, man. Martino had his second opportunity there as it was a bad turnover. But Martino shoots it wide as the buzzer sounds. And after one, here at the Salem State Rocket Arena, it is North Andover 1 and Gloucester nothing. We'll take a break and come back with some more.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Well, it's 1-0 after one. A mistake by Gloucester, a penalty, and North Andover capitalizes late in that first period as Zach Martino scored from Matt Bosco at 12:56, with Gloucester having a penalty in that particular play, and that's where we are. Gloucester with some fantastic scoring chances. North Andover as well. And joining us now, Nick Kukuru from the Times, sports editor of the Times. And wow, what a period.
Yeah, very exciting. A lot of back and forth action. I have shots 12-8 North Andover, but I think that's a slightly deceiving. Gloucester's two best chances, they were one went high, one went wide. So it's been pretty even. A lot of good chance, good goaltending on both ends. You know, the difference is that one odd man rush. Gloucester took that risk. Obviously, they're going to take that two-on-one break shorthanded, but if you don't convert, that, you know, creates an odd man rush the other end. And
I get a little nervous when I see Alex Enos down there, you know, by himself, and Gloucester's changing up, you know, on that end. But on the other end, Derek Hall has been terrific in net for North Andover.
He sure has. That save on Lyons that led to the goal was the best on either side all night. And he made another really nice blocker save early on when Lyons had an open look from the slot. Boy, yeah, he's been good. I know he split action this season with Ben Carlson. I was looking at their stats. But he had far better numbers, but they evenly split two games. I think his goals against average was under two.
Hall?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was no surprise to see him get the start tonight, the senior. And yeah, he's lived up to his billing so far.
Am I noticing that North Andover is changing up just so frequently and quickly?
And they seem to be rolling three lines where Gloucester's rolling two. Sent that. I think that I saw two shifts from that third line in the first period.
I don't think I named anybody from that third line up to this point.
Brennan, Morris, and Hopkins,
yeah.
I believe. I
think they were out there. Yep, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that could play a factor later on if North Andover's rolling out three.
Well, you take a look at the tournament, the seedings, Nick. And by the way, Bill left me the score, and now I don't have it on the Masquinamet game. But Bill will have it when he comes back. I didn't write it down. But, you know, you look at the seedings, and obviously Marblehead up top and Tewksbury up top. You know, Marblehead playing Haverhill. We were talking about that earlier. Marblehead playing
really
tomorrow.
Tough break for Marblehead. I mean, I still think they should win that game, but from what I've heard about Haverhill, they got a really good goalie. They're tough to score on. They made it to the sectional finals last year as with a pretty similar record, getting in, you know, right at the end.
And yeah, they're number 16, seeded 16 with a record of 9-9-2. You know, you also look at Cambridge and Winthrop. When is that? That game's tomorrow as well. Trying to figure out who number two is.
John McKay.
Oh, he's number two. What was he now?
Four is now number two.
Oh, well, that's easy enough to fix, isn't it? Thank you, Bill. All right, so let me just change that.
Paul, I remember that time. What was it? Gloucester was in the Super Bowl one year, and one of their big key players forgot his jersey, so everyone was confused seeing
the
number out there that they didn't recognize.
Oh, again. But, sometimes you can recognize. But
yeah.
Anyway, the other games, you know, first round, Cambridge against Winthrop. Number 8 against number 9, that looks to be
I believe they're all tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow, and also Peabody and Masquinamet will play, and that game is at in Chelmsford at 7.
Interesting. Some interesting matchups here.
See how the league should do, and I'm trying to see on the other side, there are no Northeast Conference teams in the other bracket. Gloucester is the only one. That's interesting.
It's really interesting.
That's interesting, isn't it? Okay, well, kind of weird. You would think you could even it out so we'd have a chance, right? You know?
You never know what you're going to. That's the great thing about the tournament. You never know what you're going to get. You never know who you're going to draw. You can have, you know, tough draw like Marblehead when you win 20 games and, you know, the two teams behind you can get the two easiest draws. Just, you know, sometimes it comes down to luck of who you play.
Let's look at that. Who is North Reading playing? North Reading is seeded number 2. They're playing number 15, Everett, and number 3, Tewksbury, which is... They're just good in everything.
Yeah, I know.
It's just crazy how good they are.
Saying, if Gloucester wins,
they got Revere.
That's. I mean, I don't mean to count out Revere, but I'm counting out Revere. That's
right. Right.
It That's seems every time Gloucester's had a good team in any sport lately, they've run into Tewksbury in the tournament.
I know, I know.
Gloucester could come back and win this tonight. That could, they could, they're going to play Tewksbury.
Tewksbury next,
in the
boy. There
it's
you
been
go.
Different sports. They've all been close games. They've all been tough losses.
Well, Nick, what else do we see? I mean, you got. Let's talk a little bit about Keepan's chances in the tournament. What do we have? Two other teams?
Yeah, tough road for everybody. I mean, you see this one tonight. Gloucester might have gotten the easiest draw out of all the teams. Boys basketball is at Reading Wednesday night, which should be a pretty evenly matched game. But if Gloucester wins, they have to go to New Mission on Friday. So, you know, that's as tough as it gets. New Mission's probably one of the top five teams in the state. And Manchester Essex girls basketball has South Boston tomorrow night. That should be an easy win for them. But then they'll have to go to number one North Reading next, who beat Manchester Essex by 26 in the regular season. So it's a tough draw for everybody, but you know, you never know.
Well, that's why we're here. Did the Bruins make a move today?
They got two guys, John Michael Lyles and Lee Stepniak.
Okay, who are they?
Lyles is a back-end defenseman. I mean, he's better than Kevin Miller, I guess, but he's not really better than anyone else they have.
Mm-hmm.
Stepniak's had a good year. He'll probably slide into one of the top two lines.
All right, so what do we see now? What does Gloucester have to do, Nick? I mean, that was a tremendous first period.
Yeah, I mean, I think break out of the zone a little more cleanly. I think North Andover has them well scouted. They know what Gloucester likes to hit those home run passes. They like to, you know, quick passes through the neutral zone and break out quickly. And they've kind of hung back, kind of trapped a little bit and haven't let them do it.
Gloucester look a little confused a little bit in their own end a couple
they
of times.
They did, because I think it's because North Andover's hanging back and, you know, kind of letting them bring it, you know, bring it to them.
Yeah, coach.
And, Gloucester likes a little bit of space. They hit those quick passes. They get their two wings rushing up the ice, you know, create odd man rushes. And North Andover seems to have them well scouted.
Coach Marfione made an interesting statement before the game. He said, we play whatever style we need to.
Yeah.
And he did say, you know, if we need to trap, we'll trap.
That's what they're doing now. I mean, you see they're not really pressuring Gloucester's defensemen coming out of the zone.
Right.
And they're hanging back and, you know, kind of mucking up the neutral zone a bit. And Gloucester's having a little trouble with it, breaking in.
Well, let's see if Gloucester can do something to counter that as we get ready for the second period. Nick, thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. I know you got to get back to work here, I appreciate it. All right, that's Nick Kukuru, who is the Gloucester Times Sports Editor, and we get ready for the start of the second period. As the ice has been resurfaced, the officials are out there. We're ready for the teams to come back. And after one, it is 1-0 North Andover. And, Nick, are you keeping shots? You trying to keep them tonight? 12-8, North Andover. All right, decided edge there. 12-8, North Andover, but it's 1-0 North Andover. And that was a power play goal. You back from your trek?
Yeah, and do have a basketball update. Now after three quarters, Masco boys and Chelsea tied at 36 each through three quarters. So that's kind of a back-and-forth game there.
Where is that game, do you know?
It's at Chelsea.
Wow.
Masco at Chelsea tonight in boys basketball.
Well, Bill, we got some other stuff coming up this week and a big game tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, we got Wakefield, a team that we've done earlier this year. Wakefield playing at Beverly tomorrow night, and we've done Beverly a number of times as well. And then on Wednesday night, Melrose, another team we did because we did the Melrose-Wakefield game. They're at Danvers. That's a 7:30 game Wednesday, 7 o'clock game tomorrow night. So those are we got you through at least Wednesday and then some other things happening as well. So we got a lot of those are some great games coming up here. I think those three games, I mean, those two basketball games should be great because both Melrose and Wakefield have some good players, and they'll be challenging for both the Northeast Conference teams, even though they are the higher-seeded teams. Those will be good games.
Okay, we switch sides as North Andover defending to our left, Gloucester defending to the right. We're ready to go. It's Hines who wins the faceoff for North Andover, drops it back to Casey Hughes, bounces it off the boards into the Gloucester zone, no icing. Lyons, he gets lined up by Matt Bosco, and Bosco goes down. But pressure by North Andover once again. Here's Mahoney getting it out to Costanzo, left wing side across the line. Circle, heading to the cage, he's knocked down. Weak shot goes in on goaltender Hall. Costanzo fighting with it along with Mahoney as Costanzo is up on the line now, first line. Still fighting for the puck, cleared to the sideboards by North Andover. Bosco gets it up ahead, looking to spring Rodriguez loose, but it's taken away by Enos. Left wing pass to Lyons, too far. cleared to the sideboards by Casey Hughes, stolen by Costanzo, centering pass, haul out of the net, loose puck, it's cleared to the sideboard, Enos fires it from long range, it goes wide, left wing side, Mahoney for Gloucester, centering pass, cleared away by Kachansky, over to the boards, Enos heads to the net, chips it ahead, gets it to Costanzo, closes, he shoots and scores! Costanzo from Enos, it's 1-1.
Rick, what a nifty play by Enos at the right point there, keeping that puck in. It almost looked like it was a bit of a gamble for him to do that. Somehow or other, he, with a defender right on him, he was able to get the puck past him at the point, move past him down the right wing boards, and then the play developed from there. But sometimes just that one moment that you don't really think is that big, but Enos at that right point, keeping the puck alive, keeping the play alive in the offensive end, and the game is tied at 1.
1-1 is the score. Early on, second period, 13:45 left to go in the period. That score came at 1:10 of the second. Shot from long range by North Andover is blocked. Goes into the right side. Cleared to the sideboards by Poliski. Robbie Horn loses it once again. Horn having trouble with the puck tonight. It's loose out in front. Goes into the right wing corner. Tracked down by Oliveri. Sends it around the boards for Matt Lucy. And he leaves it for John McKay, who is number two. McKay takes it right to the cage, and Sam Poliski clears it away and ices it. So bring it back. Poliski just getting it away, getting it out of the panic, and clearing it all the way down ice. Haven't played 2 minutes yet. Gloucester has tied it up, a goal by Sal Costanzo from Alex Enos. 13:08 left to go. Face off to the right of Noah Poliski. McKay, it is Martino. Centers it back, drops it back to the left point to Kachansky. In the Gloucester zone, North Andover on offense, bounces it off the boards. Bonapane can't come up with it, and it's cleared out to center by Gloucester. Mahoney chasing it down, but Kachansky will get there first. Mahoney steals it, centering pass, blocked nicely. Another pass cleared away as Zach Keating doing a job on defense up front for North Andover. This is offside on Gloucester. Now it's icing. So it'll be brought all the way back down into the Gloucester end. 1-0. I check it. 1-1. 12:39 left to go, second period. Face off to the left of Noah Poliski. Nolan Hines Jr. will take the draw. Who's going to get in there for Gloucester? Looks like it's Costanzo. Costanzo back at center now on the second line. He was out there in that first shift with the first line. Uh-oh. Right down the slot. Shot by Bosco. Goes wide. Collected by Hines. He shoots it wide. Goes into the left corner. Everybody fighting for it. Taken away by Rodriguez. Circles the net. One-hands it. Fending off. Oh, he's knocked down nicely by Enos and cleared away out to center ice. Chipped into the zone by Chris Noyes. What is this? It's icing again. Yep, another icing call on Gloucester. 1-1 is the score. First period goal by Zach Martino at 12:56 for North Andover. Sal Costanzo tying it at 1:10. I'm Rick Moore along with Bill Newell, and this is the first of our MIAA tournament games. North Andover on offense, trying to fire it, goes to the right side by Brian Rivette. Down low, Lions pin somebody to the boards, and we're going to have a penalty on that? That's a penalty? Uh-oh, I didn't see it, so we're going to give penalty to Gloucester. I believe it's elbowing
at
the three-minute mark. Oh, my.
I remember the last time, this would be the second power play North Andover's had. They got the power play goal, but in that shorthanded situation for Gloucester in that first period, they did have a couple of scoring bids, but going out of the up is Sam Poliski.
Yeah, second penalty to Poliski. First time he was in the box. North Andover scored, and here we go. Face off to the right of Noah Poliski. Won by Gloucester. Lions struggling to get control away from Hines. Who's got it? And now Rodriguez goes and helps out, but Lyons muscles his way out and clears it. We understand Lyons weighs 145. He's about 5'9", maybe. Bayon back out to center, North Andover. has it in control with the man advantage. Martino cruising the left side, goes to the circle, centering pass, it's deflected, wrap around by Martino, cleared by Gloucester's Liam Lyons to the point. But Kachanski fires it. Oh, man, it hits one of his own players. Rodriguez goes down, goes into the right-wing corner. 48 seconds left in the power play. Cleared away by Gloucester's defense. Costanzo with the clear. He'll do the forechecking. North Andover forming it up. 35 seconds left in their man advantage. Hines fans on it, and the play is at center. Somebody loses a stick. It's a Gloucester player, and it's offside. So that just... messed up Gloucester just North Andover just enough to push him offside. And the faceoff will be at center ice. 28 seconds left in the penalty to Sam Poliski. 1-1 the score, just inside the 11-minute mark to go here in the second period. In an up and down game. Fast paced. Blasted away at center by Gloucester. It is still at center, killing time. But now, oh, check at center ice. As Lucy goes down, and the fishermen clear the puck back down into the North Andover end with 10 seconds left in the North Andover power play. Cleared once again by Gloucester into the North Andover zone. And John Finney, sophomore defenseman, will get it ahead to Matt Lucy, who backhands it in deep. And it the puck bounces off the end boards, the backboards, dangerously, and it's covered up by Poliski, taking no chances. The penalty has expired, so Gloucester weathered that storm. However, the faceoff will be to Poliski's right in the Gloucester end. Played about 4.5 minutes of the second period. 1-1. Alex Enos around the boards, looking to get it over to Lucas Harris, but he loses it, gets it back, and Chalmers up ahead to Harris, fighting for the puck, backhanded by Lyons toward the North Andover line. McKay checks Harris off the play. Alex Enos gets it at his own line to Chalmers. Chalmers across the red line and just slides it gently in around the boards. Keating comes up with it, but he loses it as Enos tees it up from the right point. Shoots it way wide. And the puck comes all the way back out to center ice. Mahoney loses it. Look out here. Here comes Oliveri. Across the line. He shoots. It goes wide. Enos was back in position with a one-on-one. Martino slaps it around the boards. Enos fighting Oliveri for the puck and clears it around to the sideboards. McKay backhands it down deep. Oliveri on that side, but he's checked by Lyons, allowing Enos to come up with it. Stolen nicely by Martino. He tries to center it, and it's Alex Enos weaving his way in front of the cage. Picks it open and gets it out to Mahoney. Left wing side. Stops and shoots. It's blocked nicely by Brett Kachanski. 9 minutes left to go in the period. Fisherman teeing it up from the point. Chalmers closes to the circle, tries to push it through a screen. Can't, as Oliveri knocks it down and comes out to center. Chalmers will track it down, retreat back to his own end. North Andover changing on the fly. Uh-oh, Chalmers almost loses it, shoots it off the glass, and Chris Noyce is able to deflect it into the North Andover end. Scarlet Knights have it, though. Rodriguez out to the right wing side, gets it to Martino, is all over the ice trying to pick an opening, and he shoots it wide left side. Picked up by Dana Rodriguez. Backhands it around. Sam Poliski, oh, blind pass, gives it right to a North Andover player, and it goes behind the net. Fired around the other side. Robbie Horn, again Horn overskates the puck. He's having a tough time with it, and a blast from center ice by Keating, forcing Poliski to make the save.
Well, each team is, I was going to say that Gloucester's, each team has killed successfully one power play. Gloucester did give up that power play goal to North Andover in the first period. But that was the fact that Gloucester did pick up the penalty, were able to kill the penalty. That gives them a little bit of confidence here as they continue on here in the second period, tied at one with 8:12 to go.
Should mention we have almost a full house here at Salem State. Gloucester with the play. Harris is clobbered into the boards by Keating, and it goes around the net, and it's collected by Oliveri. But it's stolen back at the point by Mondello. Shoots it, can't get it through. And do we have a penalty or just a high stick? I think it's just a high stick deflection. Yeah. And, yeah, we'll have a face-off.
and change it up. All right, so the faceoff will be to the left of Hall. One of the few times we've had a faceoff in the North Andover end. Lyons wins the faceoff to Mahoney, slaps it right wing corner, taken around by Martino. He tries to get it out, not able to do that. Gets some help down low by Keating. Goes behind his own cage, blocked by, I can't see who that is, a Gloucester player. Comes out to center with a possible two-on-two. Martino leading the rush. He's got a wing with him on the right side. Bothered just enough by Mondello. Intercepted by Sam Poliski. Backhands it off the end boards to Mondello. Flips it ahead out to center ice. Picked up by Keating. Fires it right back in, diagonally left to right. Sam Poliski with it. Off the glass. Deflects off of Harris to center ice. Liam Lyons softly to Mahoney. Stops at the line. Goes to the circle left. Bumped by Martino. Can't make a play. Good checking by Martino. Puck down deep. Off the backboards by Hughes. Martino has it for North Andover. Looking to make a play ahead, but can't connect it to Zach Keating. Goes over to left wing side. Gloucester has it across the line. Noise is blocked nicely by Kachansky. Puck deflects in. Shot by Costanzo. And the save by Hall. Back out to center ice. And not icing. Enos has to race Keating for the puck. Nobody gets it, but Enos just comes back for it and bounces it off the boards. McKay can't keep it in. Gets it to Robbie Horn. He turns around. Horn checked off the play. Still with it. Centering pass. Score! What a play by Horn. Costanzo with the goal. 2-1 Gloucester.
That's his second goal, and what a play by Horn as he shifted his body, did an unusual spin just at the blue line, and then came in, got himself free, the freshman, and was able to toss it into the lane, and that's where Costanza drove it home. 2-1 Gloucester. Big, huge goal for the fisherman.
Horn has looked a little lost tonight, but he didn't on that one. He was skating backwards, collected himself, knocked off the play, still able to center it, gets it over to Costanza, who had the open net. Goal comes at 8:39 of the second period. We're down to 6:12 left to go in the period. North Andover right back on the attack. It's loose out in front. Shot. Save Poliski. Loose puck. It's still loose. And he covers up. So putting the pressure on Bosco and Rodriguez. I just heard the one assist bell. Just Horn.
Yeah.
2-1. 6:04 left to go. Second period.
One guy that is just a wrist shot away from tying this up is Zach Martino. Boy, he's impressive out there. He's not there now, but his line is not out there right now. But he's been very impressive here tonight. And right now in the second period, Gloucester's been able to not give him those scoring opportunities.
So it's Keating with it at center for North Andover. This is Alex Keating on the defense. Both teams at full strength. Eddie Mahoney is crushed into the boards by Keating. And Keating comes away with the puck but loses the stick. And we have a holding call on somebody on North Andover.
You would think so. And it might be Alex Keating going into the box right here.
Yep.
For the Scarlet Knights. Yep, it is. So Keating, Alex Keating going off for a minute and a half.
At 9:22. Yeah. So Gloucester has the man advantage. Second face-off, I think, in the last month in the North Andover zone. We haven't had many down to our left, but Gloucester does have the lead 2-1. And student body from Gloucester, big representation down to our left. Scarlet Knights clear it out to center, fighting for the puck. Lyons gets it over to Costanzo. Top of the circle, back to Lyons, backhanded, goes wide. Back out to the point, kept in by Chalmers, who goes to his knees to keep it in. He feeds Alex Enos. Down to the right side, Costanzo across the goal mouth, comes back out to the left point. Chalmers, and again, the box setting up nicely, nobody moving. Back to Chalmers from Enos. Chalmers almost lost it. Still with it, nobody challenging Chalmers, gets it over to Enos. 55 seconds left in the man advantage. Slides it down, does Chalmers to Mahoney. Back to Chalmers, back to Mahoney at the circle. Off his stick, gets it over to Enos. Enos, top of the circle right. To Costanzo, off the end boards, to Mahoney, goal line extended. No pressure at all.
Shoot it!
Gloucester just being patient with the puck once again. 33 seconds left in the man advantage.
North Andover not challenging. Shot slides through. Loose puck covered up by Hall. With Costanzo or Checkett, Mahoney and Lyons both on the doorstep.
Rick, you can hear some of the Gloucester fans saying, shoot it down there. But that's a very patient power play. And they it's not like they're setting up being patient and losing control of the puck. They're maintaining control of the puck in the offensive end. And now just 27 seconds left on the power play. Looking for that grade-A shot. Not the number of shots, but that grade-A shot off the power play.
Gloucester wins the faceoff. Chalmers center point to Enos. 20 seconds left in the man advantage. Chalmers and Enos playing catch at the line. Still doing it. Chalmers slides it through. Right wing shot by Costanzo was weak. Mahoney with it to Lyons behind the cage. Lyons slides it to Mahoney. He centers it, and it's cleared away by the Scarlet Knights, and they'll bring it out. Leading the attack, Rodriguez, 2-on-2. Penalty is over. Oh, Enos just stops Rodriguez in his tracks, and here comes Alex Enos setting up a 2-on-1 with his speed. Shoots it from long range, goes over the cage. Excuse me, good chance set up by the speed of Alex Enos, but it's Martino. He's got it for North Andover. Slides it over to Dana Rodriguez. Goes back behind the cage on the left wing side to John Finney. Cleared out to center ice. Martino trying to get it through. He does, and he shoots it wide. Man, is he something. Over on the left wing side, Bonapane. Block. Goes into the left wing corner. Rodriguez hit by Enos, who's still out there. Uh-oh, centering pass. Loose puck, and it's cleared to the sideboards. Great scoring chance that time by Bonapane. And the puck goes into the net. Wow. So the score is 2-1. One goal for North Andover back in the first. Sal Costanzo with a pair of goals here. Sandwiched actually after the Zach Martino goal. So it's 2-1. We're down to 3:19 left to go. North Andover off the faceoff. Shoots it wide. Shot coming from Nick Oliveri. McKay keeps it in deep. Oliveri can't come up with it. Goes around to the other side. Oliveri tracks it down. And Horn can't get it. Comes back to the left point. Keating shoots it into the chest. The fully extended height that time. Making the save. Chest save by Poliski.
Well, Poliski's got some height. And he went up for the ball. Kind of jumped up off the ice to get it. So ball, the puck might have been above the crossbar. But he makes the stop on it.
3:02 left to go. North Andover wins the faceoff. Right off the faceoff. Shot by Lucy. Covered up by Poliski.
Yeah, that one right on the ice. 2:59 to play, second period. For the most part, Gloucester has not given North Andover great shooting opportunities here in the second period.
Just an excellent turnout by the, actually by fans from both sides. Good turnout by the North Andover student body down to our right and down to our left. Gloucester also great representation, and the rink is being, the glass ringed with fans as well. Gloucester will bring it out of the zone, leading it out carefully. Coming across the line for the fisherman is Ethan Brennan, but he's checked into the boards again. That left wing boards, man. Keating just lines people up. Brennan tries to center it back to the point. Mondello shoots it, doesn't get through. Bosco has it. He's fighting for the puck and brings it across the line. And following the play, Keating blasts it from center ice, or check it from between the circles inside the Gloucester zone. Goes wide. Fishermen have it, and they slide it out of the zone. Keating can't quite catch up with it. Again, this is Alex Keating out there on defense. Dana Rodriguez along the right wing board, shift to center ice with it across the line. Fires it off the glove of Poliski wide. Into the left wing corner, Bosco fighting Mahoney. Deflected, comes around. Rodriguez shoots it wide. Picked up by Bosco. North Andover has it now. They're forming the attack brilliantly here. Martino out there. Goal line extended. Backhanded pass down to Rodriguez all by himself. Centering pass off a skate. Comes out to center. Center point, I should say. Intercepted by the fisherman. But Keating, or check it, Kachansky right there to send it back in. Heads up play by Kachansky. Both teams change up. Gloucester off the skate of Costanzo. And he's able to pick it up across the line. Got a winger with him. Checked off the play by Casey Hughes. Centering pass. And he didn't have a stick on the ice. And I'm talking about Eddie Mahoney. Set up by Costanzo. Mahoney wasn't ready for it. Comes all the way back to the Gloucester end. Chalmers over to Enos. Slides it ahead. Casey Hughes, 1:15 left in the period. 2-1 Gloucester. at Salem State. Who's got it? Who's got it? Bonapane fights for it. Martino has it. Brings it across the line. Avoids the check. Gets it over to Bonapane. He's blocked. And Chalmers has it for Gloucester. Behind the cage, Alex Enos has it. In the Gloucester end. Enos, stick handling. Ahead to Mahoney. He'll flip it down deep with 48 seconds left to go in the period. Trying to center it for Lucas Harris. Knocked down. And Liam Lyons races for it, right wing corner, stick handling the circle, centering pass. Chalmers in the slot, can't get it. Blocked nicely by Alex Keaton, doing a tremendous job on defense. Martino avoids a check, but loses the puck, and Enos has it. 28 seconds left to go. I need a glass of water. Plays at center, Bosco with it. He shoots it into the Gloucester end. Poliski comes way out of his net and pounces on the puck.
Well, with about 5 minutes to play in the second period, North Andover went on the offensive and was peppering the Gloucester goal with some shots and some scoring opportunities in the offensive end. And I think Gloucester's thinking, let's just get out of this period.
Really.
And the clock couldn't go down fast enough, but now they've got it down to 19.3 seconds to go in the period, but the faceoff is in the Gloucester end.
Yeah, dangerous faceoff. Hines fighting for it for North Andover. Uh-oh, cleared out of the zone by Gloucester. I don't know who whacked at it, but he got it all the way down into the North Andover end. And that makes Kochanski go back and pick it up. Kochanski has it. He's the captain for North Andover. Just holding the puck behind the cage as time winds down. And that will end a terrific second period. What a game. After two from Rocket Arena at Salem State, it's Gloucester 2 and North Andover 1. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley destination restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
All right, we're back between periods. Gloucester leads 2-1 thanks to two Sal Costanzo goals in the second period. Only goal for North Andover back in the first. Zach Martino with 12:56. Costanzo's at 1:10 and 8:39 of the second. And it's my great pleasure to bring in former Gloucester hockey coach, Gloucester and UMass player Don Lowe. And coach, welcome.
Well, it's a great game. It's always good to see Gloucester in the tournament.
Been a while, coach. Now, you know a lot of these kids out here for Gloucester. I believe that's is Coach Lyon's second year, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Coach All right.
Lyon's second year. And, you know, Sal's having a good game tonight. He's a real skilled player for a junior. And Sean's son, Liam, is playing really well, too. And I think the goaltender's been excellent so far. So.
Well, both goalies, I think. The Hall kid has been tremendous for North Andover, hasn't he?
It's the goalies have really... There's been three or four goals that should have been scored, and they made the stops. So.
Don, did you see anything different in the second period? Because it looked like Gloucester, I don't know if they looked confused in the first period coming out of their own end, but was there anything different in the second period?
Yeah, I think the coach had a few words with them in the locker room before they came out, and they played a lot better, especially the first 10 minutes of the period. You know, I thought there was a one spot there in the 4 minute mark where they got a little confused, but then they came back again. They looked good in the second period.
With a mix like this, I mean, they've got a couple of seniors, and you coached the Fishermen for quite a while. It seems to be a pretty decent blend. They've got some young kids, and I noticed Robbie Horn looked a little, I don't know, maybe nervous, but boy, did he come through in that goal with Costanzo. Looked a little nervous in his own end from afar for me.
Yeah, well, it's freshmen in the tournament, and you know, usually freshmen, after the 10th game of the year, they start to slow down a little bit.
Really? Okay.
You know, he's worked hard all year. He looks good out here and really worked hard on that goal to get that assist to Sal. So, you know, that's 2-1 game now. It's a big difference.
Coach, Alex Enos, he just always surprises me. He's back on defense. He's like a quarterback. You had some kids like that, too, and it makes a difference when you've got someone who can skate and who's smart back there on defense and can log a lot of minutes.
Well, the most important thing is getting back to the puck quick so you can make a play, and that's where Alex is really good. He's fast and gets back there to get the puck to make the breakout. And, you know, he's there before the other team is there, which gives him a big advantage.
What do you see from these guys? I mean, North Andover looks like that they can skate and they can put the puck on the net, but I'm surprised that Gloucester is playing them so well physically. Gloucester's a pretty physical team for a not big team.
Lyons hits, and Eddie Mahoney hits, and then they gets contagious, and a few other guys hit. And I think you're going to have a great third period. I mean, it's tournament time. It's do or die for both teams, so I expect a good third period.
You know, you're here with the Gloucester Fisherman jacket on. I've seen you around the rink. Are we missing coaching a little bit?
No, not really. It was time to step down.
Okay. Coach, I saw you with a legend out there also, Punky Smith. And Coach Smith, of course, known so well all over the North Shore in hockey circles. Still following high school games.
Yeah. Well, Coach Smith coaches the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade team at Gloucester. So they have an ex-women's gold medalist for a coach.
Isn't that amazing?
So he spends every... 6 o'clock in the morning, 3 days a week with the young boys in Gloucester. And I don't think many people even realize
who he is. I know. Imagine having an Olympic hockey coach as a Pee Wee coach. Thank you, Bill. That's incredible. And Coach Ben Smith's pedigree is amazing. Now, did you play with Coach Smith? Were you on the same Gloucester High team, or
no,
he's a little earlier than
no,
you?
No, he's earlier than. He's a few years earlier than.
All right, and you did go out to UMass. You played with Donnie Riley, I think, out there.
Donnie Riley. Not many other boys from around this area at that time, but
Bill Brown, Coach Kniff,
Scott Stewart, come on.
Oh, Scott Stewart, that's who it was. Yeah, not Bill Brown, Scott Stewart. Yeah. Okay. So what's going on, Coach? What brings you to these games? You're watching some of you. Are there any kids out here that you remember as probably youngsters? I don't even know if they made the varsity at that point when you were there. Who
actually,
were really playing well?
Mahoney and Lyons, coached both of them as freshmen, and Costanzo was a freshman too. So they're good hockey players, those three. And
Coach, how does a kid like Lyons, who is a small
of small stature. Sean was saying he weighs 145. He flicks people off who much bigger than he is, who line him up, and he still knocks them over. How do you do that at that weight?
Now, he's real strong on his skates, and he braces himself for the hit, and he gives as much punishment as he receives. So, and he's had a great year. I mean, one of the top school scorers on a team, him and Sal. I mean, two of the better players.
All right, now play coach here for a minute. Now, what is Gloucester? What should Gloucester do in this third period?
Come out and get the next goal.
Okay, see, I set myself up for that one. But style of play, I mean, they're playing well. They are getting the third line out there. They've got two sets of defensemen. Alex Enos, again, logging a lot of minutes, but just play their game?
Yeah, they got to play their game and stay tight in their end and let the goaltender see the shots. I mean, he's been stopping them when he sees them. So, and both goalies have been excellent.
I shouldn't mention this, but their discipline has been pretty good tonight.
Yeah, I hope the referees let them play this third period. It would be nice for both teams. Let's let the boys win the game on the ice and not the referees. So.
Thanks, Coach, man. I appreciate your coming by. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, that's Don Lowe, former hockey coach at Gloucester High School for quite a while, giving the reins over to Sean Lyons in the last couple of years. We got a quick break. We'll be back with the third period. You're listening to MSO News Sports. After two, Gloucester leads it by a score of 2-1, and we will be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley destination restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
We are underway in the third period, Gloucester leading by a score of 2-1 in a terrific high school hockey game. Gloucester defending down to our left this time, and in net down to our right, North Andover's Eric Kalb. North Andover on the attack, loose out in front. Turnaround shot by Hines goes wide. Good scoring chance by the Scarlet Knights. Mahoney brings it out. Lead pass for Alex Enos across the line, leading the attack. Checked off the play, goes into the left wing corner. Enos gets it right back. Somebody lost a stick. It's a North Andover player. Harris over to Chalmers, top of the circle, shoots it wide. Comes around to the left side, and it's cleared. But not out. Backhanded pass in deep. Both teams will change up. First man down is Lyons, though. Puts a check, a heavy hit on Kachansky, who's able to get it to Hines, who weaves his way but not out. Intercepted by Horn, taken right back again by Kachansky across the line. You can hear the student body, I think, down to our left. Gloucester saying GHS. Big crowd at the Rocket Arena. Across the North Andover line. Pass too far ahead for Noyes. And North Andover has it. Captain Brett Kachansky with it. Off to the left wing side to Bosco. Ahead to Matt Lucy across the line. Two on two. He shoots it. Man, that thing was labeled. Wow. I think Poliski might have got a piece of it. Wow. Lower, far corner. And I think Poliski just got a piece of it. Play is in the Gloucester zone still. As McKay fights for it. Back out to center. Delayed offside, chip right back in by Brian Rivette for North Andover. North Andover picking up the pace right now. Cleared into the zone by Keating, Alex Keating. Chalmers looking to get it ahead to Mahoney. Lyons is with him. Lyons, oh, checked off the play nicely by Brian Rivette. As Lions was headed right down the slot. Keating has it out to center ice. Still with it. Goes off his stick and he picks it up across the Gloucester line. He shoots it in. Pad save along the ice by Poliski. Keating fighting in the right wing corner for it. Sam Poliski has it. Being bothered though by Oliveri. And checked into the right wing boards by Poliski. Oliveri fires it. Glove save by Noah Poliski. Back to the left point. It's all North Andover at the moment. Kachansky sends it low. John Mondello with it. Blind pass, left wing corner. Sam Poliski gets it out of the zone finally, and this will be icing against Gloucester, I think. Yep, it is. We've played almost 3 minutes. Scores 2-1, Gloucester, 3 minutes in the third.
Early going, good energy really from both teams. Here's some good up and down action. Again, not fantastic scoring opportunities, but they're going up and down the ice right here in this third period. Maybe that will take the toll on one of these two teams or both of them as we move through the third period.
Many faceoffs in the Gloucester end. Here's another one, but it's won by Sal Costanzo. It was terrific on draws. Over in the left wing corner, Horn looking for the pass, picks it up, loses it off his stick, and it's Kachansky who gets it back out to center ice. Christopher Noyes has it at center, weaving his way on the left wing side. Slides it all the way around from left corner to right corner, all the way around the cage. Kachansky with it. And he's able to get it ahead to Bonaplane, and it gets it to Martino. Martino sliding it through, and he just checked off the play by Enos. We have somebody in the net and a whistle. I don't know if there's any damage done. I think it might be an offside. I don't know what's going on here. Nope, faceoff will be to the right of Poliski. He made the save. That's all it is. No, it is outside the line. It was offside.
Huh. Well, they let it play on for quite a while.
Yeah, that was weird. Let bodies crash and so on.
Yeah.
Hines against Lions, and Lions wins it. Gets it to Alex Enos, back in his own zone. Finds an opening. Goes it up ahead, left wing side. Long pass for Lucas Harris across the line. Picked up by Lions, and Harris, where is it? He gets dumped. Lions loses it. Kept in by Mahoney. Cleared out to center ice by Keating. Right wing side to Hines. Checked off the play by Chalmers. Hines gets it back. Goes circle right down behind the cage. Fighting for the puck is Mahoney. Comes out. Oh, through a screen. Terrific shot by Keating. Blocked by the goalie, by Poliski. Gloucester hemmed in again as we approach we just went past the 4 minute mark, third period. Keating is able to keep it in. Oliveri clears it back into the Gloucester end. Chalmers waiting. As North Andover backs off the puck once again, stolen by McKay. High stick, plays it. So there you go. Stick up above his head, knocked it down. Face off outside the zone.
Got a high stick there, 10:40 to go. Moving through, not quite a third of the way through this third period. Gloucester with a 2-1 lead. They trailed 1-0 at the end of the first period here against North Andover. 2 second period goals, both by Mac Costanza of Gloucester High School. Face off coming in the North Andover end.
Yeah, all the way down to that end. Face off to the right of Hall, and as we said, there have not been many draws down there. Gloucester wins another one. Costanzo drops it back to the point. The point to score! It bounces in off the north end of a player, I think. Puck was shot from the left point. Gloucester leads 3-1.
Well, that puck was hit up, and then it came back down. Kind of like a chopper in baseball in the infield, and a really tough break for goaltender Eric Hall there, because that was that had some motion, not so much left-right action, but up and down action, so it's a little tricky.
Right.
It could have been a Gloucester teammate in front that deflected it in for the goal, or it could have been off of North Andover.
Sam Poliski had the initial shot. And so we'll have to see if we can pick this up on the announcement. All right, so Horn gets the goal, Poliski the assist, and it's 3-1. So Horn must have deflected it out in front. So Horn getting over his initial nervousness and setting up the second Gloucester goal and scoring the third. My, 3-1, Gloucester, 10-11 left to go. third period. Face-off to the right of Poliski. This one is won by Nolan Hines. Drops it back to the left point to Brett Kachansky. Sends it down low to Hines. He's fighting for the puck. Gets some help from Bosco. I think it's Lyons down there. It is. It's Liam Lyons tying up two guys at once. Bosco centers it. Stolen by Lyons. Brings it out himself. Across the line. End to end. Lyons is checked off the play by Alex Keating. Nice play by Keating. Rodriguez with it. Keating has it right back again. Clears it to center ice. Chalmers for Gloucester. Off the boards. I think Lyons wanted to come off the ice, but he had to play the puck. He does. He wants to come off. Harris centering pass. And Keating ties up Mahoney. And the net becomes dislodged, so we'll have a face-off somewhere. Looks like it's going to be... It'll be in the North Andover zone to the left of Derek Hall, who's been tremendous tonight, but no chance on that deflection.
Got a boys basketball final. Chelsea defeated Masco 53-52.
Wow.
Masco with a shot right at the end and rimmed around and went out. So they had their opportunities to win on the road tonight at Chelsea.
Great crowd here at Salem State. 3-1 Gloucester in the third period, but a long way to go. All the way around the boards it goes. To Zach Keating, but stolen by Chalmers. He shoots it wide. Goes into the right wing side. First man down there for Gloucester is Ethan Brennan. Taken away by the Scarlet Knights, but they misplay it in the zone. And fighting for it is Derek Hopkins. Third line out there for Gloucester. Uh-oh, look out here. Here's a breakout for North Andover. Martino with it. He shoots. Alex Enos just steals it from him and takes it away. He's tripped. And a penalty coming up on North Andover. Gloucester, man out of the net, they call the penalty.
Rick, I was just thinking in that third period here, it looked like Gloucester's gaining a lot of confidence, stepping up into the passing lane. In the first period, they stepped up in the passing lane and got burned a couple of times. Got burned that time, but Martino got burned himself that time by the great defensive play. It was by Enos, Rick, you just
yep,
said?
Yep.
Yeah, that was a great play because Martino is so dangerous for North Andover. Now this faceoff will come back down in the North Andover end.
6:13, time of the penalty. And the penalty is to Zach Keating, sophomore. All right, North Andover back in the box. Gloucester setting up patiently once again. Enos playing catch with Chalmers. Down low, comes back to center point. Enos to a screen, shoots it. Oh, what a quick wrist shot from center point. Back out to the left side to Chalmers. Slides it down to the left side to Mahoney. Back out to Enos. Back to the left. Chalmers fakes the slap shot, gives it to Enos to the right. Wrist shot, throws loose. Oh, and the rebound is loose, and it's covered up by Hall with Lyons on the doorstep. That wrist shot is so deceptive by Enos from the point. Good speed, and it's right on net.
Well, they got the save, and then they got the kind of the tasty rebound right out in front, but Liam Eat Lyons just could not tuck it home. Didn't really have a great opportunity at it, but it was on the doorstep there for them.
Whew, Chalmers from the circle left. Block comes out to the right side. Enos gets it back to Chalmers at center point. Down low right side. Costanzo at the circle at the dot. Intercepted by Martino with 38 seconds left to go in the man advantage for Gloucester. Chalmers intercepts at center. Drops it back to Enos at his own line. Weaving it through. Gets it over to Costanzo. Across the line. Stick handling. Puts a move on. Too far ahead. Can't connect with Lyons. From the circle left. Shot wide by Chalmers. And it's cleared out to center ice. So Gloucester peppering the zone, peppering toward the net, but not putting it on. 12 seconds left in the man advantage for Gloucester. Chalmers across the line all by himself as the fisherman changed up. Shot, wrist shot, save Hall into the corner, goes behind the cage. Keating has lost his stick. Penalty is over. North Andover gets their fifth man back out onto the ice. Play still in the Scarlet Knight zone. Robbie Horn loses it to Kachansky, who's been tremendous on defense tonight. Brett Kachansky, captain, but loses it at the line. And it's fired down low by Noyes. Back out to center. Enos with it. Still on the ice. Over to Chalmers. Back to Enos. Right wing side. Slides it ahead. Intercepted by Martino. Leads a 3-on-2. He is lined up by Poliski. Just enough to knock him off the puck. And Robbie Horn brings it back the other way. He needs to get off the ice. He's been out there for quite a while. Taken by Brian Rivette down low for North Andover. Fires it off the glass, comes back out to his counterpart, number five, John Mondello. Slides it over to the left, back to the point. Brian Rivette has it, goes into the Gloucester zone, taken away by Jared Morris. But it's back into the Gloucester end. Got to be careful back here. Sam Poliski with it with 6:20 left to go in the game, or at least in regulation, shall we say. And we have a face-off. Oh, the net became dislodged once again. 6:19 left to go. 3-1 Gloucester. Robbie Horn with the third goal for Gloucester in this period. That followed two Costanzo, Sal Costanzo goals. From the right point, Keating. Shot is tipped. It goes wide. Gloucester gets it out of the zone. Back-checking is Oliveri. Turns it right around. Across the line. Weak shot. Bouncing shot. Loose puck. Oliveri can't collect it. Pounced on by Poliski. And yet another face-off to the right of Poliski. North Andover with another change. 6:05 left to go in the game. Opening goal back in the first period by Zach Martino at 12:56. And then two goals by Costanzo in the second, and one here by Robbie Horn in the third. That's where we are, 3-1 Gloucester. But a long way to go still with 6 minutes left. Derek Hopkins fires it off the end boards and it's deflected out to center. John Mondello has it, third line out there for the Fishermen. And Morris gets it, he's crushed, gets it over to Costanzo coming off the ice. Costanzo, right wing side, he's knocked into the boards by Hines in the gloss, in the North Andover end. North Andover brings it out. Here we go. Rodriguez one-on-one across the line, and he shoots and it rings the post, left post. It went to, from left post to right post and out of the net. Rodriguez with a great scoring chance, and it didn't go in. Fisherman clear it. Enos collects it. Enos, 3-on-2, shoots from long range. I think the stick, a little bit of a stick action in by Hall, deflected it wide. Down low, Ethan Brennan fighting for the puck. Bosco has it. Out of the zone, Martino, circle right, just checked to the sideboards by Mondello. Mondello has it, and he stick handling, gets it over to Chalmers. 5 minutes left to go in the regulation. Long pop-up by Mahoney. Picks up his own pass. He's got it in the right wing side. It was deflected off a North Andover player. Lyon shoots! Oh, he was in the slot and shot it wide, trying to pick the far corner. Intercepted by Harris. Centering pass. Mahoney goes off his stick. Left wing corner. Hit into the boards by Keating from behind. Mahoney goes down. Keating and Martino fighting for the puck. Martino comes away with it. Bonapane across the ice, across the line rather, turned aside by Alex Enos. Lyons winding up, right wing side, he's lined up. Oh my God, and the player hit him, went down. Are you kidding me? He was lined up from 25 feet away, and the player went down who hit him. Zach Keating was the guy who took the punishment. Gloucester right across the line, but Martino steals it, or check it, it's Bosco. He's across the line, get a man with him, shoots off the chest of Poliski into the right wing side. And Poliski gets knocked into the net. We're going to have a penalty on North Andover, and maybe worse.
Well, I was just going to say, Rick, right now,
interference
call. I was going to say that Gloucester's been playing a very calm, collected kind of third period here. And Poliski is down too, Rick. This is not good right here.
Nope. He's down, face down, not moving.
So this might be more than just a minute and a half here.
That's what I said. I don't know what happened, but he went down like a ton of bricks. I was following the puck and didn't see the play.
So, Rick, what I was thinking, the Gloucester's played a very calm, collected third period while this North Andover team, down by two goals, 3-1 here, with now 3 minutes 50 seconds to play, playing with that sense of urgency. And as you can see, maybe that sense of urgency has just resulted. I did not see the collision down in the goal down to our left.
No, I was following the puck, Bill, and this is going to put a damper on things. Everybody is off the ice. Noah Poliski is face down. He's moving.
Yeah.
He is moving. I don't want to alarm anybody, but he's not feeling too well at the moment.
Yeah, he's going to get up. Yeah. Got the trainer there.
I think it's Mary Ellen Zilski. She's a terrific, terrific trainer. Knows what she's doing. Poliski's okay.
Looks he's like up. He's putting his stuff back on, so that's a good sign. So again, Rick, this I'm very impressed with the calmness and collectness, the calm, soft passes that Gloucester has been using here in this third period. Plus, then they've also been able to go up and down the ice when they needed to here tonight, and definitely have picked up their scoring opportunities here from the second period on. They're continuing on what they established in the second period here in the third period.
And I do want to make a correction. That is not Mary Ellen Zilski.
Okay.
I don't know who it is, but it's not Mary Ellen Zilski. Well, they're showing 90 seconds on the penalty, minute and a half to Brett Kachansky. So he must have been the guy who crashed into Poliski. I don't think it was deliberate, but I wasn't following. It was not deliberate. Okay, yeah.
Not deliberate, yeah.
Tom Donahue, the captain of the lacrosse and football teams, his dad is up here, and his dad said, no way, that was deliberate. Uh-uh. But it is interference, and so Kachansky does get the minute and a half. Face off to the right of Hall down in the North Andover zone.
And it speaks to the urgency that North Andover needs to be displaying here in the final moments here.
3:50 left to go. They're down by two. Man advantage. Now they're challenging the puck. Tipped wide by Lyons off an Enos shot. Lyons has it behind the cage. He's looking, weaving, drops it back to the point, right point, over to the left point. Chalmers back to Enos. Oh, he kicks it ahead. Right side to Lyons. Goes down low to, Costanza with it. Back to Lyons, top of the circle. Down low, centering pass, goes in toward the net. Keating hacks at it, fires it out of the zone. And Enos loses it. Look out, Bosco picks it up. He's got a two-on-one, shoots. Oh, he centers it, and it's shot wide by Rodriguez. Bosco picks it up. Remember, they're down by a man. Here comes Gloucester Costanzo out of the zone. Chalmers with him. And it's a Mahoney with him, but back-checking is no Hines. We got a penalty coming up on Gloucester now, I believe. Yep. We got a high stick on Gloucester.
Coming at 12:02 of the period.
We're checking from behind. I'm not sure, but it's on. It's on.
Yeah, it looks
Costanzo.
Like a cross-check, yeah.
Yeah, cross-check, yep. So Costanzo called.
38 seconds left on the North Andover penalty, so they'll be 4-on-4 for that 38 seconds.
Yep, and that'll even things up. And that's exactly what the Scarlet Knights needed.
And we've got that guy out there right now, Zach Martino for North Andover.
And he wins the faceoff.
To himself.
Circling at the circle, at the right circle, centering pass. Everybody fighting for it. Cleared out by Alex Enos. To Mahoney with Lyons. They're the penalty killers. They're joined at the hip. Casey Hughes has it for North Andover. He feeds it ahead to Zach Keating. To Martino, has to get back onside. Can't get across the line. Poke checked away by Mahoney at center ice. Goes all the way in to the North Andover end. Mahoney killing time down there, fighting for the puck. 3 seconds left on the even penalties. Enos threw a screen, wrist shot, tremendous shot, wide, back to the left point. Sam Poliski is just able to keep it in, and now it's a man advantage for North Andover. But Gloucester clears it back to center and then fired it back down as Sam Poliski sent it back down into the North Andover end. Casey Hughes with it. 2 minutes left to go in the game, 32 seconds left to go in the North Andover power play. At center ice, checked away by Chris Noyes, all the way in on goal at center. Scarlet Knights bring it back. Hines across the Gloucester line. It's offside.
You know what Gloucester's been so effective in is even if they're not advancing the puck and pushing it at the net, they're controlling the play, controlling the clock, controlling the puck, just like you might in a football game run the football and just control the play and not let your opponent get the touch the football, get on the offensive side of things. That last sequence spoke to that because they only really gave North Andover about 35 seconds on the power play. Now we have a timeout called here.
Yeah, Gloucester takes the timeout, and I'm trying to see here. Here we go. All right, the next game for the winner of this game will be on March 4th, which is what, Thursday? Is that Thursday or Friday? Tomorrow's the 1st. So 2nd, 3rd, 4th, Friday it must be, right?
Right.
And that will be at, we don't know where it will be. But it will be against the winner
They'll change it.
Of Tewksbury versus Revere. So
either Gloucester or North Andover gets the tough draw of Tewksbury, probably. I don't want to sell Revere short.
Listening to Nick over here. Aren't there two Nicks, though? I thought there were two Nicks. You could be in two different places, Nick, right? The Nick and Nick, right? There's Nick, Nick.
Nick, Nick.
No, I thought there were two Nicks all along. What am I missing here? Nick's thinking these hockey games playing the same time as the basketball game.
That's right. There are two of them. Yeah, I got to split it. So anyway, the next game for one of these two teams will be on Friday night against either Tewksbury or Revere. And that game will be decided tomorrow night. Now Gloucester huddling up on the far side at their bench. North Andover has returned to the ice after the timeout.
It's almost like, to add on to what I was saying earlier, it's like Gloucester's able to kind of play keep away with the puck. You know, they're just not allowing North Andover the touches.
Scarlet Knights have 18 seconds remaining in their power play, and the faceoff is at center ice. Gloucester wins the faceoff. Alex Enos clears it all the way down into the North Andover end, where it's picked up by Kuchanski. He leaves it for Hines. Hines, right-handed, left-handed, yeah, right-handed shot, backhanded over to Martino. Now, the net is empty down to our right. Chalmers sees that, and he ices it. So, we're down to a minute 19 left to go. The penalty is over. The Gloucester, North Andover goaltender has been pulled. Hall is on the net, on the bench. Six skaters out there for the Scarlet Knights. They've got their first line out there, Hines, Bosco, and Rodriguez. With Hines back at the point, the extra man on the ice is Keating, Zach Keating. Gloucester wins the faceoff, but they can't get it out because Martino is there. And it is just poke-checked out to center by Lyons, buzzing around. The Lyons comes up with the puck. Lyons has it. Knocks down a player, gets it over to Mahoney. Costanza was dumped at center ice. We're down to 56 seconds. Score!
Open
net goal by Gloucester from their side of the ice. I don't know who got it. I was looking.
Costanza.
Costanza puts this one away. His third of the night, hat trick for Costanza. Got open net goal.
Yeah, they were... to Gloucester's credit, they were not just jumping for the open net there with the it was Costanza blue line left, just turned and he couldn't not take that shot at that point and snapped it home and gets his third goal. 4-1 Gloucester. Yeah, they're throwing hats out there. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Hat trick for Costanza. They are throwing hats on the ice. And just a terrific all-around game by Gloucester. Everybody contributing in this game.
Maybe Chalmers with the assist, Nick is saying.
Okay. Goal comes at 14:06 as we have to get the hats off the ice. That was an empty net goal.
Turns out, you know, again, four straight goals for the Fishermen. And, again, they trailed at the end of the first period, 1-0.
Yeah, that goal was by North Andover's Zach Martino, who's been terrific tonight as well. Just with a little bit more than 2 minutes left to go in the first period. But then Costanzo at 1:10 of the second, set up by Enos. Robbie Horn set him up on a terrific play at 8:39. Costanzo scoring. And now Horn scoring at 4:25 of the third to make it 3-1, set up by Sam Poliski. And then Costanzo finishing off the hat trick with the empty net goal. So I think that puts the exclamation point on it. Gloucester will have to face either Tewksbury or Revere on Friday night, but they do move on. Long shot from center. Stick save by Hall back into the net. Save was off of Zach Martino. Or check it. I'm sorry. I got the wrong thing here. It was save off Jared Morris. Martino brings it back in the other end. Poliski fighting for the puck. Martino shoots it. Oh, rebound. And McKay can't put it home. He was set up nicely by Martino, but Poliski with a terrific save, and Enos down there to help out. 26 seconds left to go in the game. 26 seconds left to go. 4-1. Gloucester. Bill Newell will have some interviews, some radio interviews, and some video interviews of after this game that will be posted on our site in a little while. 22 seconds, play in the Gloucester end. Sam Poliski being challenged by McKay. Martino can't come up with it. And 10 seconds left to go. Ethan Brennan shoots it behind the cage. Martino looking to make a play. 5 seconds. Drops it to center. Point. Teed up. Blocked by Kachansky. Can't get it through. And there it is. What a game. What a hockey game tonight. One of those games where you really feel for a team that didn't make it. North Andover with a valiant effort, but Gloucester with a terrific all-around game, winning this one by a score of 4-1. Sal Costanza with the 3 goals. And what can you say? Just a terrific all-around game. Bill's going to go downstairs, get some interviews, and we'll... Congratulations! Mark, way to go. Very nice. Mark Enos, Alex Dad, giving us the thumbs up here. And great to see the handshake down there, both teams going through the line. So the next game will be on Friday night for Gloucester. And a terrific, terrific hockey game, both schools playing so well. All right, so we'll take a break and we'll wrap this thing up from upstairs here. Final score is Gloucester 4 and North Andover 1. We will take a break and we'll come back with more. Wrap this thing up in just a second from Salem State. We'll be back.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our 3 locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. Well, Gloucester continues its scoring pace of 4 goals a game, which is exactly what it has been. And they win this game by a score of 4-1. They now have scored 84 goals and allowed 48. But more importantly, they move the record to 13-5-3. And then they face the winner of Tewksbury Revere, which plays tomorrow night. And, of course, Tewksbury heavily favored in that hockey game. And it seems like no matter what sport we're in, Gloucester always comes up to have to face Tewksbury. And they, of course, are a terrific school. And Coach Marfione was mentioning that earlier tonight, and how good Tewksbury is in all sports. But tough loss for Coach Marfione and the North Andover Scarlet Knights. A terrific season comes to an end. They are 12-9-2 now. They have scored 61 goals, and they allowed 61 goals. Whew, where do we go with this one? We'll start with the opening period. It was a fast-paced period, and actually I think that the real estate advantage was to North Andover in that first period. And in fact, they did lead after one, thanks to a Zach Martino goal. He was assisted by Matthew Bosco at 12:56 of that first period, and after one, it was 1-0. That was a power play goal for North Andover with a Gloucester player in the penalty box. But Gloucester came right back. It didn't take long in the second period. Sal Costanzo was set up by Alex Enos at 1:10. Costanzo putting it home, score tied at one, And then after weathering another penalty, Gloucester came on to take a 2-1 lead at 8:39. Robbie Horner looked a little maybe nervous in the first period, overskating the puck a little bit in his own zone. Had his head on a swivel a little bit, and you know, that's probably not a fair thing for me to say way up here. But I'll tell you what, he made a terrific play in the second period, skating with the puck, being knocked down, and still able to one-hand the puck over to Costanzo with a go-ahead goal at 8:39. Just a terrific play by the Gloucester freshman. Costanzo making it 2-1 at 8:39. And then in the third period, Horn, again, another terrific play, deflected a Poliski shot at 4:25, making it 3-1, and then it was finished off by Costanzo's hat-trick goal into an empty net at 14:06. And a couple of penalties in that third period to North Andover and one to Gloucester. So a very well-played game. The officials let the teams play. There was not a lot of chippiness. There was a lot of hard hitting. And once again, Liam Lyons, just amazing the way people line him up. He's not a big guy. And the people who line him up end up going down, and Lyons ends up getting the puck. I don't know how he does it. But again, my thanks to both coaches, to Sean Lyons of Gloucester, to Peter Marfioni, of course, of North Andover. And again, congratulations to both teams on great seasons. And again, Gloucester will move ahead. They will be playing on Friday. It's a TBA as to where they'll be playing, but they will be playing either Revere or Tewksbury. Okay, Bill is going downstairs to get some interviews, and those will be posted along with our on-demand audio. This game will be available, of course, in a little while, probably a couple of hours or so, because we have to get home to do that. Final score from Salem State's Rocket Arena. Whew, mercy. It's Gloucester 4 and North Andover 1. On behalf of Bill Newell, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Moore. Take care.
This is MSO Radio at msonewsports.com.